Sixth grader Janera Faliga enters the deafening lunchroom at Begich Middle School and sits down with her friends.
So you're all in sixth grade?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Good.
Do you like it better than elementary school?
Yeah.
Why?
Because we get lockers.
Yeah.
Lockers are resoundingly the best thing about middle school, according to this group and many others. Faliga says she wished they had them in elementary school, too.
When we switch for classes, for reading classes in elementary, the person who's sitting in your desk might take something out of your desk. So I don't like that because they're invading your privacy.
Seventh grader Leola Atkinson agrees. She loves the privacy of middle school and the chance to meet more people. She says she survived learning to open her locker and move between classes.
I think that sixth grade is a good time to move to middle school because by fifth grade, I think the elementary schoolers are done of walking lines and no lockers and stuff. So I think it's good.
Begich Middle School principal Brian Singleton agrees. He says middle school is developmentally more appropriate for most sixth graders.
I guess in a nutshell, they have more responsibilities to be independent, even though we support them greatly, which I think is more relevant to their developmental age at this time.
Singleton, who used to work at Government Hill Elementary, says some sixth graders are physically much larger too, making them look out of place in elementary schools. He says the transition from elementary to middle school is hard for kids who enter both in the sixth and the seventh grade.
It's the differences and the change that seem to be more significant than necessarily how they're responding to it based on their age.
A 2007 study from Duke University shows that kids who stay in elementary school for sixth grade do better academically and have fewer discipline problems. The effects last through the ninth grade. The researchers think it's because impressionable sixth graders in the middle schools were mixed together with older adolescents who were more rebellious. ASD Chief Academic Officer Michael Graham says he was surprised by the national data, but that's not the only thing the district will consider when making the decision. He says they're also conducting local research, considering the financial impacts of changing the system, and asking community members to weigh in on the questions.
Sixth graders certainly have a lot more opportunities to do some things in middle school, but there's also you're leaving behind that safe environment where there's that teacher, a couple teachers who know you well, families are well connected, those kinds of things.
Some sixth graders at Lake Otis Elementary, like Tommy Lee, say they think staying in elementary school is a mixed bag.
Yes, because we still get to go outside and all that, but no, because I feel like I'm still a kid inside elementary because I want to get to the bigger stuff.
Sixth grader Jessalyn Senny says she's not sure if she would have been ready for the responsibilities of being a school role model last year, but she likes it now.
You have a lot of responsibilities, but in a way it's more fun because you have more freedom. You get sometimes a longer recess, or usually you get more field trips, and people just look up to you, and that's kind of the cool thing.
Nevertheless, Senny says she would have rather joined Janera Faliga in the middle school hallway. Faliga dodges her classmates on her way to her coveted locker.
Here, I'm going to show you. Open my locker.
The tall gray-blue box is pretty empty.
So you're not going to decorate your locker or nothing?
No, I'm just going to leave it.
The school board plans to decide the future of Anchorage's sixth graders by the end of October. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.